Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. World has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up.
This is Parker Pathways. Wake up, everybody. This is November 11, 2007, and it's hour two of Parker Pathways. Call in is 800-313-9443 at republicbroadcasting.org, and my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net, and we're focusing on a little pieces of factor of what's going on. With Title VII of the Homeland Security Act. This has to do with gaining information and security concepts to protect our country on Homeland Security. They've got some security issues in there that really look good on the surface, but they have increased the information gathering concepts and of how to protect the country. The whole thing and reason I'm bringing this up is for several reasons, which I'll tie in with other issues here. But the whole point of being able to collect information is to be able to protect your country. And we're at war, and we're into three wars, as I see it: an ideological war, a war to defend our own personal rights through the Constitution, and a third war to try to keep ourselves from trying to stave off what was long planned of the United Nations control of our very lives. And development of the Law of the Sea Treaty, which I would like to see my listeners look up, you will see how the control of two-thirds of the Earth's water for mineral concentration and the development of jurisdictional aspect for war, and why the Chinese and the Russians are very much interested in building submarines, because the whole and I gave the submarine data on the last show. I don't have time to go into these other issues this time in the thing, but the submarines are necessary for the development of the nuclear warhead concept. But if they can internationalize the sea and its jurisdictions, then you have control of being able to control the war within 10 minutes, and the war is over. So the whole thing comes down to the fact that this is United Nations control. The Law of the Sea Treaty is one of the peg points for being able to work it through for what I call the Situation Room, as I talked about on the last show, as to how the different world borders are being obfuscated so that it's possible to govern the country from the sea. And this Law of the Sea Treaty is a cornerstone. It's been around for a long time, and it has incredible implications. Title VII of the Homeland Security Act is, in my opinion, a good thing, because as far as I'm concerned, every submarine that's built by China and Russia and Paraguay and Brazil and Venezuela is just another country going down the drain of the next war. So we'll come back at the other end of the break, and we'll begin the discussion of global content.
Uh-huh. The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. Okay, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
This is Parker Pathways. Dr. Wynn Parker, November 11, 2007. This is Diabetes Awareness Month, and I've had several reveals on several shows talking about the chemistry of the human body and how it's affected by the contaminated drinking water and the contaminated bottled water. The enzyme on the prolactins for the hormone uptakes of the production of breast milk and how it's contaminated and how it affects the pancreas and develops diabetes type 2, which has been misdiagnosed in most cases because of changes in the standards for what the normal ranges are for glucose. And one of the things I wanted to mention that there, the when the Pope and the Saudi King met a few days ago, one of the things about the Saudi King there was that he presented a sword, and which was a statement to the Pope about his statement he made a couple of months earlier. And, of course, the Pope, I think, was right that, you know, you don't go around beheading people as a way of life, but that's the way it goes. But on this, on that sword are the symbols of the various forms of how you control the human condition on this earth. And I'm going to do a show on that, but it's not today. We're going to get into the Department of Defense in about 30 seconds. But the whole thing comes down to the fact that if you think for 1 minute that you're not part of the equation in terms of being able to try to do something about what's going on in this world, you need to know the dots. And if you understand what the Pope is saying and the Saudi king is saying and what these new despotic dictators are saying that are rising in the world, particularly out of Venezuela, and as a good clue, you're getting some good clues as to how the future world order is planning its activity. It's right out of the word for word, right out of the United Nations agendas. So bringing back on the Saudi sword, we're going to bring it back into the Department of Defense. Now, the Department of Defense needs to be commended for something they've been doing for a long time. And I've always felt that they didn't get credit for it, even though it's kind of a world-shaking concept of how they control the process of medical research. But the Congressional Directed Medical Research Program Act, CDMRP, is an initiative to be in medical research. The public doesn't realize that the Department of Defense does extensive and very and very good research. I've reviewed a lot of the work in the peer review system. In fact, that's how I found out about the contaminants, in another sense, with the Department of Defense knowledge of how we're being systematically lowered in our immune systems. But the whole thing comes down to the fact that the Department of Defense does a very good job in research of breast cancer. They do more breast cancer, really, than the National Cancer Institute in several of the categories of breast cancer. Of course, it's the second leading cause of death in women as it stands right now. So under this pay-as-you-go system, what slipped under the radar is $1.9 billion for breast cancer to go to the Department of Defense. And some of their labs in the Department of Defense are so sophisticated that it comes out of Star Wars. And I'm very impressed with their activity in breast cancer. Prostate cancer is not as funded as well as breast cancer by the Defense Department, but it's the most commonly diagnosed cancer in men. And this is an interesting process. The General Accounting Office's figure on the Department of Defense research on prostate cancer is more extensive than meets the eye, because more men die on a ratio basis next to women on breast cancer. So the women always talk about breast cancer and how it's being ignored. The truth is four times the amount of research money goes into breast cancer by the Department of Defense than prostate cancer. Yet there are at least 28,000 to 29,000 men die every year from prostate cancer. Ovarian cancer, the Department of Defense researchers and the research work in ovarian cancer is extraordinarily sophisticated. The diagnosis of this is extensive. This will go into the biomarkers that I've talked about. This will be on the genetic therapy system that the Defense Department will end up controlling in terms of our medical diagnostic systems. There are approximately, on the rough, 15,000 to 18,000 women die a year from ovarian cancer. Department of Defense does a very good job on neurofibromatosis. This is a genetic nervous disorder system where the growth of the nerve tissue changes is signaled by the use of various enzymatic proteins. And the neurofibromatosis is Department of Defense at the top of the list because of all the new bio war agents that are in progress being made and developed for the next world war. And so the neurofibromatosis is a very important aspect, but it has an implication that genetic nervous disorder All these types of disorders are increasing at all times. And I have extensive amount of shows lined up on nothing more than the brain in terms of how the brain is changed by what we eat, what we drink, and right now, and in terms of how nervous disorders are affecting our bones and the bone metabolisms. Department of Defense does a very good job on tuberous sclerosis complex. This is a genetic disorder characterized by seizures and kidney disease and behavioral problems. And this is where you get into these benign tumors as a result of connection with mental health problems. And this can affect between 1 to 2 million people. So the tuberous sclerosis complex is increasing. The genetic changes are being implemented by toxic water and food, and the Defense Department knows it, and they're doing extensive work on tuberous sclerosis complex. And you can't congratulate them enough for being able to have the wisdom to find out how we're being destroyed through our lower brainstem. Right below the hypothalamus is the base of the brain, and up into the center of the lower spinal column, just being deteriorated right in front of our whole evolutionary eyes. The other is the Department of Defense's research in chronic myelogenous leukemia, and this accounts for, as estimated, about 20% of all adult leukemia. But the chronic myelogenous leukemia Defense Department work is extremely sophisticated. It's one of the most sophisticated labs. Lock and key, you can't get in there. And chronic myelogenous leukemia research has a lot of implications, of which I hope I'll be able to do a show on and be able to expose the good work that the Department of Defense is doing in that particular area. Now we're going to try to segue into the future global company concept and the idea of healthcare and how this particularly works. If you have let's say someone who's a whistleblower in the process of how it goes in the Supreme Court decisions on whistleblowers concerning the healthcare system, the Department of Defense, as how it affects the corporate structure within the disclosure documents for corporations in which you invest. When you invest in a company, you have a disclosure document. Well, what the Supreme Court's ruled is that the person who's the whistleblower can't be protected unless they are actually working there or they were the initial whistleblower. So this means that the whole process by which we go through life on the quantems, which are the whistleblower laws, is based upon the fact the lack of protection for the whistleblower. Well, how this affects this is the concept of health care as we see it. People are, like in California, they're trying to stick businesses with a 4 to 7%. That's what they're deciding, 4 to 7% about that, roughly, whatever range they're going to decide on for a small business to pay for the uninsured. How are you going to pay for the uninsured and take your profit margin and work it the other way on the uninsured for health care when you have federal law? When you have federal law, which it's under ERISA, E-R-I-S-A, if you can't have the whistleblower come in and say, well, you cannot work it in terms of trying to expose the corruption of the insurance companies, which are now under United Nations control under the SEC rule, which I discussed in the last hour, then how is it that you are supposed to pay for somebody else's greed? Now, there's a little case that's going, it's not such an exactly little case, but it's a little local San Francisco restaurant. It's going to federal court and it'll end up in the Supreme Court. And it's titled Golden Gate Restaurant Association against San Francisco. This is bringing up the private insurance ability to pay a city-run health care plan. And this is where the whistleblower and ERISA are in that little law case that's going right to the Supreme Court to discuss this issue. We'll come back at the other end of the break. and we're going to discuss the healthcare system and the concept of how whistleblowers are contained in this country under law.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, November 11, year 2007. I wanted to mention, as a break occurred, on the whistleblower concept and how this affects future health care in the States and how this is being brought under the guise of something different than it really is. These are called QI-TEMs, and I didn't expect to put a lot of time into this, but it's so important, it's affecting our very life. This is a case of when the Supreme Court has called Rockwell International Corporation against the United States. It's on volume 127, Supreme Court, page 1397. This is under the Federal False Claims Act, and the case involved a realtor who had exposed the concept of what I've talked about on many of my Parker Pathway shows. And a realtor exposing the concept of the contaminated water and the realtors realty boards going to the lawyers on the Beltway and also going to the senators to go into the Defense Department to change the clauses at the base of Defense Department appropriation bills to build developments. This is going on all over the United States. And the Supreme Court said that the person who is doing the whistleblowing must be the original source of the information that provides the basis of the lawsuit. In a 6-2 ruling in the Supreme Court, the ruling and the opinion on that was to allow a former engineer realtor at a nuclear weapons facility where they wanted to build over a homes over a contaminated water site next to the nuclear weapons facility, and the Department of Defense didn't want to have the liability to clean it up because they had to close the wells and the water wells. And this was to sue under the False Claims Act. Although the engineer provided the initial information for the suit, he no longer worked at the plant when the events occurred for the development and merely predicted the outcome. So in other words, and it's very extensive on the rest of the opinion, you have to be there and be the original person. I want to make that real clear because this affects real world process of how we work it out. It's like the MTBE, which was the methyl triethyl ethylene, which was added to our aquifers and engineers. Remember, I opened up Parker Pathway shows a year ago. I opened my shows with this concept of take engineers that has told me it would take up to 50 to 500 to 1,000 years based upon the expose of the MTB in our drinking water. If you added reusable water, which has been processed in from sewage water and placed in the aquifer based upon the government's plan to leave it there for 5 years and then have it come out of the aquifer, the ethylene combined with the concept of the nitrogen-based products, which are in the aquifer from the drinking water, and also the endocrine disruptors, which are excreted by humans, you now have a killing machine. And the whole thing comes down to the fact that the whistleblowers who are trying to tell, including myself, the chemistry of this, that in the aquifer, you add the reusable water to the aquifer with the MTBE, which is in the water. And by the way, that is the killing machine. You drink that, put that in your irrigation system, which is what the government is posing, that there isn't a problem, then the body's process is not going to just eliminate that and adjust it like a perchlorate or a radioactive material, which I alluded to on the disclosure documents for corporations under the Greenhouse Emission Act, under the greenhouse and the process of it. You see how they tag that in? They try so that they get out of the liability and saying, well, we didn't deal with a Kyoto country. A Kyoto country, in this case, examples could be India and China. They have been using MTBE as a process coming out the other way with our outsourced materials that have corrupted our whole economic system based upon examples which we can go into great lists in terms of toys and food and processes that go into matching the foods to be repackaged in the Texas ports and put a little label on it and say it's been made in the USA. All it's been done is assembled. Those products take water, and they take water to make them, to process them, and to work with it. And the whole process of this is that any whistleblower that's involved in that, let's say they move from the plant or they get killed, which I'm going to go into after the break, and in terms of how the whole system is worked with and done with and formulated, you're going to find that you are not protected in the United States of America as based upon Title VII. Which is an expose on the Title VII of the Homeland Security Act that I alluded to at the beginning of the show. Think about it, because it's real, and if you want to play the ball game, you have to know the rules. And the rules are, it's life and death decisions on people that are trying to take care of us to tell and whistleblow on these corrupt, bureaucratic people.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Hello? Thank you. Yes. This is Dr. Wynn Parker, November 11, 2007. I hear a lot of beeps on the thing. I hope we're on air. I believe we are. I wanted to get to the whole point about the import safety plans that were put forth by Mike Leavitt of Health and Human Services. Keep in mind, Mike Leavitt was the one who was head of the EPA for years and developed all these concepts of the right, putting all of these additives into the water and into the food supply. The Food Safety Agency concept of the contamination of the pet food and the melamine and the concept of the angel dots from China, which have a quinine rape drug after effect in on the toys that we get in America. All these things are supposed to be covered in into the process of a strong food safety agency concept. But at the base of all of this is the fact that you're on your own. The contaminated fish, the toxic toothpaste, the chemically spiked food of humans, pet food ingredients that are varied, and the novelty jewelry, the defective tires, all of these things is that you, according to Mike Leavitt, as where they stand right now, is that you just buy from somebody you trust, and that takes care of it for the moment. I'm going to be going into quite a bit of that as we move along. Those will be on other shows. Now, what's very important in terms of, I believe that Parker Pathways had a big effect to have the Water Resources Bill overridden of the president's veto. This is a $23 billion water resource bill, and the president of the United States said it was filled with unnecessary projects. I can understand him saying that. The whole thing, however, is that the Water Resources Bill was overridden on a 79-14 vote on the Senate, working on the Senate side. But the backlog of $58 billion worth of projects has already been accumulated. So the $23 billion is allocated for all the aspects of what I call the infrastructure. I've talked about this for a long time. And the only problem with it is that it goes to the states. And if you get to the arrogant city councils who want to just rake the bill and rip it off, this show is going to be dedicated to the concept of three things. One is the fact of the Water Resources Bill needs to be implemented correctly, but the problem is on the pay-as-you-go House of Representatives concept is that they want to attach it to a defense appropriation bill now that they've overridden the president's veto, which means that they want to tie in the whole concept of being able to control where the projects are going to affect them and their special interest groups concerning the payments for the appropriation bill to the Defense Department. Now, I'm going to give you just a little bit of a town in Texas that is concerning the fence between Mexico and the United States. The whole thing, of course, is that my private view is that if the governor of Texas were to call me on this show, and I had a talk with him, and he asked me what my opinion would be, I would actually tell the governor of Texas that you have in the third sentence out of the Constitution of Texas that you can secede from the United States. And you know what I would tell him? Secede. Because I'm going to tell you, you've got to put it right in their face. The whole concept of a town, Grangeno. Grangeno is a little Texas municipality. Grangeno is it's so small it's the pimple on the ass of an ant, and the whole thing. But it's the cornerstone of the problem. Those poor people sitting in there. The United States wants to put a border fence that can cut through and to work it through on the water issue on the Rio Grande extension. Now, the municipal building of Grangeno, Texas, is based upon the idea of what's called a walkway, which goes 4 feet past the city hall of this little town. Now, this is something that is going to be built right on the water's edge of the Rio Grande. Now, the whole point is that the other side of the Rio Grande extension is still American territory. Now, the whole thing, who do you think is going to own that part of the Rio Grande? It's going to be the United Nations. This is my whole point. This is the whole process of the Rio Grande has been an international boundary since the Treaty of Guadalupe, Hidalgo Isasante in 1848, which ended the Mexican-American War. Now, you wonder why I know so much about that, because I just do, and for other reasons. Because that little town, as far as I'm concerned, is the next Alamo for Texas. I would go to Texas myself and fire myself and put on my own damn hat and go in there with guns blazing, laser beams and the full damn thing. There is no way in the world that I would have a proposed border as a photo op for the President of the United States and the Homeland Security Director, God bless his soul, but he knows better. The whole thing comes down to the fact that water's going into the other end of the United Nations concept, and this little town is going to be fenced in such a way that it's going to be, it may not survive the government's effort to secure the border with a steel fence. But it, as far as I'm concerned, anyone from this town that wants to call this show and discuss this multi-layer border fence that's planned to take off the water from the farmland from this town is the issue that the United Nations was proposing. This is right out of the United Nations handbook of Agenda 21. So we're going to talk about this on another show, on the concept of how this is and how it fits with this water resources bill, which is absolutely essential for the survival of this country and to build the infrastructure for where we are. Which brings me to why and the focal point of what I call lives have been lost on what I'm going to tell you right now on this show. The whole thing is, on Parker Pathways, it's always been that I've connected the science with the body, and the chloramine causes collateral health damage from where we are. This is the whole point, and I'm going to read you an excerpt from the study of chloramine and its effect on the human body. A person lost their life doing this study, and the unions have always kept the researchers away in such a way, you see, to keep anybody from knowing what's going on. And this fellow lost his life for this piece of work. The piece of work is titled, The Effects of Fluorination and Disinfectant Agent Combinations on Lead Leaching from Lead Brass Parts. The study concerns the effect of waterborne lead from combinations of chlorine, chloramines, and fluoroacetic acid, or the sodium fluoride. Chlorine is known to corrode brass, and of course we've always talked about the fact of how it causes breast cancer in humans, and I've discussed it extensively. Chlorine releases lead from the plumbing devices. It is known that chloramine and chlorine in different ratios with ammonia, which is the chloramine, mobilize copper from brass. Now, the reason that's an important statement is that Congress himself said, oh, it's okay to have 7% of lead in the copper pipes. Congress voted on that. And when I exposed that last year on one of my Parker Pathway shows, there was an avalanche of union people after me, congressional people after me, saying you should have never told the public that. And we don't have that problem because we replaced all lead joints with copper. That was an outright lie by Congress, by corporate presidents and that I talk with, and engineers and people who came back on me. And this is now put into the Disclosure Act of the Security Exchange Commissions, which I read to you in the last hour in the terms of how this is placed on your disclosure documents for investments in corporations under the Climate Act. We have found, the researchers have found also, that chloramine enhances the elution of lead from leaded brass alloys. Now, I placed in brand new brass parts on October 1st, 2003, in a Kerr jar. I did zinc, brand new zinc screws, brass, and copper little pieces, brand new, right out of the hardware store, plus washers and things that are used in the pipes and the whole thing. today. This is really year 2007. Frankly, all that is in that cur jar, never been broken, sealed up like a canned piece of fruit. Those parts are deteriorated, pitted, gone. Some of the screws are completely gone. And this is what happens inside your body. Now, they did a phase one involving a lead brass 1/4-inch elbow, preconditioned in water soaked with static solutions containing various combinations of chlorine, chloramine, and the fluorocetic acid and sodium fluoride, which is the ammonium fluorosilicate, which goes into your contaminated toothpaste that you buy in the drugstore. And the whole thing, not from China, we're talking about the fluoride in the toothpaste. Now, phase two of the study had 20 leaded brass alloy water meters that were installed in pipe loops. This is what the government's doing with these new meters. After preconditioning the meters with 200 flushings, one parts per million chlorine water and seven different solutions for a period of 6 weeks were pumped through 200 flushings in a preconditioned meter. The water samples were taken for lead analysis three times a week for 16-hour stagnation period. In the static testing with the brass elbows exposure to water, the chloramine plus 50% excess ammonia and the fluorocetic acid and chloramines with ammonium fluorosilicate was increased by 90%. It resulted in the highest estimated lead concentration extraction. In the flow-through brass meter test, the waters of chloramine, fluorocetic acid, and chlorine, and the sodium fluoride with chlorine alone produced the highest average lead concentration for the first three-week period. Now, over the last 3 weeks, the highest lead concentrations were produced by the chlorine and the sodium fluoride, and followed by chlorine alone, and then the chloramine. Over the first week of the lead concentration nearly doubled, but when the fluorosilic acid was also introduced, the lead concentration spiked to 900 parts per billion. The lead from the chlorine-based waters appeared to be decreasing over the study period, and the lead concentration seemed to be increased with time. Now, the people that did this study were the highly sophisticated people of the Environmental Quality Institute at the University of North Carolina. It's extremely sophisticated. But the point is that when I went out the door with the chloramine causes collateral health damage, I did the 400 peer-reviewed journals of human beings that were affected with chlorine on the cancer and the neurotoxicity of the brain. It cost somebody's life by union thugs to kill off the researcher that did this study, and it's published in the Journal of Neurotoxicity, and thank God, and it took over every possible government agency in this country. I'm talking all of them, EPA, FDA, National Institute of Health, Public Health, went against the university for publishing this study. Now, if you think that we've been playing games here just to sell a bunch of crap on TV or the radio, you're badly mistaken. When every time somebody comes to me on this show or somebody says, what about the filler? I've talked to you about the deaths from kidney dialysis. I've given you the glomerular filtration rate that you need to ask to find out how your kidneys are functioning. I've exposed every angle of the corruption of the United States government in poisoning us. And I think it has nothing to do with the crap that's sold on the air. It has to do with the whole point. Those things don't work because the state of the art is not up to snuff. I've told it before to my listeners. You have to have it at the headwater. The engineering of the ultraviolet or ozonization or plasma, laser work, mass membrane, flexible filter technologies, you need at the headwater because the pipes in this country are totally infrastructure contaminated. Under the Water Resource Bill, which was a $23 billion bill passed by the House and Senate and overridden by the President of the United States, and then the veto was overridden, only 10% of those monies go into the infrastructure to try to correct this very issue that I'm talking about. This is a killing machine I've talked about for a year and a half. And the concept, I've always maintained that chloramines, I knew about this, by the way, the chloramines that are added to this water, the ammonia to the chlorine, is a killing machine. And if you don't think for 1 minute it's not, I'm going to give you the other side of the coin. Well, the reason it's there, because it reduces trihalomethanes. Well, we've got 2,000 trihalomethanes in disinfectant byproducts now instead of 300. And the whole point is to kill Cryptosporidium or Giardia lambia was the whole point of putting the ammonia in there. Guess what is the issue? You only 50% of your organisms are killed within that water, and you only think you think you're getting something real great on the bottled water system. Guess what's excluded in the disclosure document for the Security Exchange Commission, which I opened the show on the first hour? It's the water. Now, if your neurotoxicity, your brain is real world affected, which I know it is, it was first studied in rats and the EPA knew about it, ask yourself who's behind the process of the butamines, the fluoric acid, and the chloramines and chlorine on the economy of scale for population control.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net, and we're at the last 5 minutes of the show, and what I want to make a point about is the fact that if you have these particular contaminants, which I've talked about, and how they cause breast cancer, reproductive incapacities, sperm head breakages, which was my first thing that went out the door last year on. And I want the United States of America to understand, I want the national constitutional amendment that we have a right to amend the Constitution of this country, that we have a right to vote what goes on our food, water, and medical protocols. Medical protocols mean the way to be able to diagnose these particular situations, and also a grand jury of science and technology, where we can review the bureaucratic decisions that are being made that are affecting millions of people and killing people on a 5% ratio on every decision they're making, every decision they're making. There are two lawsuits that are pending on the concept if you can do this while you're on the job, because this affects your disclosure document I keep talking about on the Security Exchange Commission and on your employment system, on the worker rights of your health care and the concept of what you can do. The case that's on the dockets right now is called Sprint United Management Company against Mendelsohn. It asks whether the testimony of another employee can be used to bolster a discrimination claim based upon the inadequacy of the corporation. The other case that's on the books is, can an employee sue to recover losses from the negligence by the investment plan, which is under the SEC rule that I started the show with last. This is Burlington North versus Santa Fe Railway and White. It's in the Supreme Court right now, and it's Ledbetter versus Goodyear Tire Company, which is going to be ruled, I believe, in favor of the employers. So this particular ruling pointed that the filing deadline in Title VII, which is what was reviewed in the Homeland Security, which I talked about earlier, says that employees must lodge a complaint within 180 days of the unlawful employment practice of the whistleblowing. And if there's no evidence of the unfair pay adjustments that are result as a result of changing the retirement plan based upon the disclosure document on your health care, then you have no discrimination claim. In other words, they put it on the fact of the discrimination. This is why it's such bogus about what's going on in the country today in terms of ethnic differences. Totally bogus in terms of the real world, what's happening here, of how these laws are being integrated under international law opinions in the Supreme Court. And this is why I've mentioned the whole concept of Title VII on Homeland Security, and how the process of employee protection is lost and it needs to be regained. And that's why we have to have a grand jury of science and technology and a constitutional amendment to be able to vote in this country for what goes in our food, water, and in the medical protocols that are necessary to make our decisions. That's the end of my show today, and I want to thank my listeners for moving through the thinking processes that are going on in this country. We're not crazy because we know too much. We're not crazy at all. God bless America, and thank you, listeners, for being on Parker Pathways and supporting republicbroadcasting.org. What you hear out there in the world is baloney. What you hear here is the real thing. See you next week, listeners. And thank you, producer Kurt, for putting us on air and making it work. And happy Veterans Day, and thank God for all of you that we all survived to make this country great. Bye-bye. With recent